brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, it's Bob Dacey, a local TV talk show host who does The Simple Truth here in Austin Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock on Time Warner Cable. Been on the air for 8 years. My show was produced by Kelly Taylor and Jeff Kentoff. And that's why I'm sitting here, because I am in the Alex Jones wing of the John Birch Society. Actually, there is no such thing, but I kind of bridge the two. All right, I'm a Bircher, but I'm kind of a maverick Bircher. And Alex Jones and I are on the same page on almost every topic. And so here I sit, because Alex Jones apparently trusts me. So here I am. Now, I'm going to cover one more article or two, and then we're going to take callers. We have Reb in Colorado up in a few minutes. But the number, by the way, if you want to get involved in this, is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the Birch Society again. What you need to do, I'm going to cover one of their articles, a new article that's just out, some new information we hadn't covered yet. You need to go to www.jbs.org. That's www.jbs.org. See, what I want to happen is I want their little internet hits counter to go way up because of me. See, that'd be great. So if you do that, just do me a favor. www.jbs.org. I want that sucker to surge. If y'all would be kind enough to go to the John Birch Society website and check it out, that way I get brownie points. See? And I like brownie points. So go to www.jbs.org. And this is one of the stories you're going to run into off the JBS news feed. Utah legislator opposes North American Union Security Prosperity Partnership. This is by Mary Benoit. It was published yesterday, the 18th. Freshman State Representative Steven Sandstrom, Republican of Provo, Utah, has introduced legislation opposing the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, SPP, and the development of the North American Union, NAU. The general description of HJR-7, that's HJR-7, reads, quote, "This resolution of the legislature urges the United States to withdraw from the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America and any other activity which seeks to create a North American Union." Back to the article. The SPP and NAU would merge the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one European Union-like nation. Although the Bush administration is denying that the NAU would threaten the sovereignty of the United States by consolidating power, both economically and politically, with the participating countries, the steps bringing about such an agreement have already been taken and are being implemented via a piecemeal approach. The John Birch Society is out in front, exposing the threat that the North American Union would pose on our country. In fact, we have been actively campaigning against the NAU, the SPP, and other free trade agreements for some time now. Visit the NAU issues page for information on how you can help prevent the advancement of the North American Union. And, of course, I would like to point out that some of the weapons that the John Birch Society has been using to expose the North American Union and the SPP is yours truly as a writer for the New American and the producer of the TV show The Simple Truth, Kelly Taylor, who has written a couple of articles and made a few speeches in regard to stopping the North American Union, specifically concentrating on the infrastructure part of that, which is, of course, the Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA Superhighway. So, anyway, go to JBS.org and make me look good, okay? I'm looking for some brownie points, all right? Okay, we're going to, for the rest balance of the show, we may do a few news articles or whatever, but we're going to take some calls. Up right now, we have Reb in Colorado. Reb, are you there?
Hello, this is Reb, Colorado, and I represent Reb Bubba Scout. Three of us be racketeered by Lakewood, Colorado PD, and we disagree with Mr. Jones and Mr. Blood that they can't understand the evidence we sent them in the emails. Mr. Jones says he doesn't read them, but Mr. Blood did, but he couldn't figure it out.
Do you have something playing in the background? You got something, some music playing in the background. Can you turn that off? Oh, we're going to go to break. Okay, tell you what, Reb, when we come back to you, we're gonna break right now and
it's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. This is the third hour of the Alex Jones Show on January 19, 2007. And before I stumbled over the last break, I was talking to Reb in Colorado. Reb, you had some area of disagreement with Alex and Jack Blood. Spit it out.
Okay, so we sent them this OSD.mil link, secured link to the Pentagon. They understood what we wrote. They saw our fake tape evidence that was synthesized conversation with planted transmitters, radio transmitters, and they synthesized tape to try and obstruct criminal defense. So we got the total evidence, and we got Jay Burris Jr., the FBI assistant director of FBI obstructing justice, and these three agents in Denver, Colorado, Powers, Nelson, and Campbell obstructing justice.
In regard to what issue? What are they obstructing justice about? The listeners don't know what you're talking about.
It's called racketeering and eavesdropping. That's the main issue. The phone we're on now is secured by Quest executive offices.
Mm-hmm.
And, so the enemy can't break in. It's called telephone electronic surveillance systems. It's things they can do with your telephone that you don't want them to do.
Okay, so they listen in our conversations, and what's your area of disagreement with Alex? I think he would agree with you on that.
One of the things he said, he was too stupid to understand, but he didn't read emails, so he couldn't send them any. So we sent it to Jack Blood, and he said we can't write in a way that he would understand. We were bad at writing or something. Yet the OSD.mil link that we sent him, they understand it, and so we're... Why is it that the people of the truth movement can't understand something, yet the Pentagon can? That's what we want to know. It's a fake tape. Isn't that self-explanatory, or do you need more clarification?
Okay, Rip, tell you what, I want to thank you for the call. I got thrown in the middle of this. I have no idea what he's talking about at all. And if I don't have any idea what he's talking about, I'm sure the listeners don't either, so I had to let the guy go. Sorry about that, Reb. You're going to have to be more clear next time you call. That was like, you know, out there. Okay, James in Texas is up. James, are you still there?
Hello, yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up? What's on your mind, James?
Hey, I just wanted to go on the record real quick. You know, you hear about the New World Order, and I think it might give some people the wrong idea. You know, they're not just totally sitting around pulling strings like a puppet master. We're basically a decadent culture as a whole, and
why do you think that is?
Well, you know, that goes back to you know, the conditioning and the quote unquote independent media.
Aha, yeah, because when I was a little kid, you know, we used to watch Leave It to Beaver and, you know, Father Knows Best and Andy of Mayberry and all this nice, healthy stuff when I was a little kid. Now it's all a bunch of garbage on the media. What do you who do you think is responsible for that?
Complete garbage? Well, I do believe that, well, for one thing is it sells. It's unfortunate, but it's true that it really does. I mean, it's the bottom line, you know.
Yeah, but it's
and I do think it's unfortunate that it is at the you know, it is at the to the detriment of the people.
Who's shoveling the garbage at the people?
What's that?
Who in the media is shoveling all this garbage at the people? That stuff would have sold back in the '50s and the early '60s too, but it wasn't on the air. What happened?
Yeah. Now listen, I totally agree. That this group, I mean, they have the worst intentions.
Absolutely.
But now we're at a point to where, you know, they don't really need, you know, to stick a gun in somebody's face. All they really gotta do is give somebody a little shove and give somebody else a little shove this way and that. Because, like I said, the basically debased, nature of the culture. And so really, I think it's kind of dovetails with, I was listening to you yesterday, Bob, and about the lady who commented about the Jews, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It would be very nice to just sit back and act like we, you know, me, myself, I don't have any problems, and to externalize it and to blame it all on somebody else.
Yeah, it makes it real simple to do. You can sit there and say, hey, I'm going to make it real simple. I don't want to think. I don't want to analyze. I don't want to study exactly what the New World Order is. I don't want to look at the facts. I don't want to look at the history. I just want to blame it on them Jews because they done it. No, it's a very shallow argument.
It is very shallow, and I just wanted to really stress the fact that it's, you know, you got to, it comes from inside as well. I mean, even me, myself, you know, I have some things to battle with. And
everybody does.
Absolutely. And though it would be nice to externalize it like that, you just can't do it, like you said. Because, you know, before Norman Rockefeller or whatever was a twinkle in his father's eye, bad things were going on. Bad things have always gone on.
Yeah, this struggle is a long-term struggle. This particular New World Order struggle started back in 1776. I mean, this has been going on forever. People that are
absolutely
new to this.
Absolutely. I have done some cursory research on it.
Yeah, people that are new to this topic, and they get into it new, and they're all in a panic because they think that this is like, it's all right now. No, it's not. It's been going on for hundreds of years. You know, ever since we got away from the British, they and their little minions have been trying to get us back, basically. But so it's a continuing struggle, and I don't think that you're ever going to achieve total victory. You just have to achieve some victories. You got to push them back. They push, we push back. And right now, unfortunately, with our this puppet Bush as the president of the United States, having his puppet strings yanked by his daddy and Dick Cheney, and having Henry Kissinger yank their puppet strings, and having his buddies at the CFR yank his puppet strings, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, and the Bilderberg Group yanking their puppet strings. This is the way it works right now. They've cranked it up, unfortunately. That's just the way it is. They have cranked up their desire, their energy for this, to push for world government. It's more intense now than it was in the past.
Well, I will agree that this beast needs slaying. There's no argument on that. I just want to point out that, you know, say it was slain. You know, I've heard a lot of people, you know, it's kind of, I am kind of new to this, and I hear a lot of stuff that, quote-unquote, America is a Christian nation, and a lot of people, it seems to me, would prefer to see the abolishment of separation of church and state, which...
Well, you talk about the abolishment of separation in church and state. I mean, I want to comment on that.
Yes, sir.
The founding fathers had no such intention to have separation of church and state. It's nowhere written anywhere in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, if you read the First Amendment, in fact, I'll quote it. Congress shall make no law with respect to an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's what it says. It says that the federal government, Congress, can't make any laws with respect to religion. It means they have no jurisdiction in religion, and they
right.
cannot, you know, prohibit the exercise of free religion. That's all it says. It says Congress shall make no law. So why is it that everybody in the United States seems to think that there's a separation of church and state, and Congress is supposed to run around passing a bunch of laws keeping religious people out of the government? Where did that come from? Of course, I know the answer, but...
No. I don't think that religious people shouldn't be allowed to be in the government. I don't think that. I'm just talking about a one-state-sanctioned religion.
Oh, and that's exactly what they were talking about. They didn't want any kind of a state-sanctioned religion. They wanted the federal government to completely and totally butt out of the topic. And yet here we have this strange situation where a few years ago, the Supreme Court, who has no jurisdiction in the matter according to the Constitution, it says it, Congress shall make no law. They have no jurisdiction in the matter. And yet the Supreme Court comes along and says, well, Judge Roy Moore, you can't have those that Ten Commandments thing in your courtroom lobby there. You just can't have that. You know, that's a matter for the states to decide. That was a matter for the state, not the Supreme Court. They stuck their nose into business. They have no constitutional authority to do. And a lot of Americans, because they've been hearing this separation of church versus state garbage all of their lives, even though it's not true, They bit into it. Okay, great. Then the Supreme Court can tell the judge, Roy Moore, that he can't have the Ten Commandments monument in his courthouse. You know, they just don't have the jurisdiction, but they took it anyway. And by the way, here in Texas, those hypocrites at the Supreme Court, there is a stone monument on the north lawn of the state capitol in Texas, which is the Ten Commandments. It's been there a long time. And there it is on state property, state of Texas, right there. Yet in Alabama, they say Judge Roy Moore can't have it. Yet in Texas, they say we can. I say they need to butt out of both instances. It's a state matter.
Absolutely. Let me just point out something. That's a bunch of horse hockey. Because all of the the basic tenets of the major religions, the Ten Commandments is pretty well universal.
That's right.
That's ridiculous. Obviously.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to.
I guess I just misunderstood. It's just another form of totalitarianism. Really, you know, nothing exists outside of the realm of the state.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of what I pictured. Separation of church and state. Protecting us from.
Okay, listen, now I want to move on to another caller. I appreciate your calling, Alex Jones. So I appreciate it. It was a good call. You take care now. Okay, up next, we have Janice, also in Texas. Janice, are you there?
Yes, sir, and I want to thank you for rerunning that interview that Jack Blood had with Ron Paul, and I'm for him all the way. I'm going to put a billboard sign up on 183 just south of Austin, just north of Gonzales, and I hope other people will help support him, and I know he's well-known all over the United States, so I think he's got a good chance.
All right.
Very good chance.
Anything else you want to add to that? You want me to hold you over after the break?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll be back with Janice after the break.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What did you do with me?
You are not going to stand up. We have to stand up for you.
Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do?
All right, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show this January the 19th, 2007, and we were talking with Janice. She was saying that she was really glad that Ron Paul was going to be running for president. And Janice, what else do you have to add to the show today?
I am a Maverick John Bircher, too, and I want to meet you at this coming Sunday meeting for the independent voters.
That's right, that's going to be it.
And I have met Hank Gilbert at the... National Animal Identification System meeting in Lockhart, and he is very good. I wish he had won his campaign.
Well, you know, if at first you don't succeed, you know.
Right.
If we're
going to hurt him. We're going to help him next time.
If we can get these the people of Texas to wake up to this Trans-Texas Corridor and after Superhighway thing and realize what it is, realize the big picture, realize what they're doing to us, you know, just slap them out of their vote Democratic at all cost thing that they're in, and the same thing with the Republicans. Say, listen, y'all, this is affecting everybody.
Right. And we're tired of what's in there, especially in the governor's seat now.
Okay, what's in the governor's seat right now is something you don't want to step on. Okay?
I know.
Let's face that. The guy wins 39% and he's the governor. I just kind of wonder how in the world. There were so many other candidates in that race. You kind of wonder if some of them were in there for shills.
I think so. To
draw the opposition vote away from this guy. Because
I hope to meet you Sunday, and I will be giving out John Birch or the New American magazine with a picture of how the CFR and Robert Pastor and Dick Cheney have plans for the building of the North American community.
Well, great, Janice. I really look forward to seeing you there, because I'm definitely going to be. That's at 12:30 this Sunday at this this hotel at 290 and I-35. It used to be the Red Lion. I think it's called the Crown Plaza or something like that. I got to find the article here somewhere. But anyway, thank you for calling the show, Janice, and I look forward to seeing you there. You take care. Okay, next up, we have Lee in Arkansas, the home of Bill Clinton. Lee, you're up on InfoWars. You're up on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, sir, it's the home of Bill Clinton, but I'm not a great supporter of it. I have something that I haven't heard anyone talk about this NAFTA highway through Texas.
Yeah.
What most people don't know, all land in the United States, there is a land patent title issue to that. Now, the state of Texas is different from others because, you know, it was once an independent country of its own.
That's right. It was a nation. It was the Republic of Texas, which decided to become one of the United States.
Now,
that
I don't know how this come about, but I know people living in Texas, and I have looked at land patent titles issued by the state of Texas. But it really won't matter if it's issued by the state of Texas or by the United States. Here in Arkansas, ours is issued by the United States.
Bottom line, what are you saying? What does that mean?
I mean, this is titled to their land. And if the state of Texas goes to interfering with these patent titles, they are infringing on that patent and they're criminally trespassing on the land.
Yeah, but you got to realize that you got to take this and see what you think about this. Look, we are one of the states of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, so we're under it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the supreme law. It trumps everything. Now, the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution says very plainly that you cannot take private land except for a public purpose and with just compensation to the owner. Okay, now that was intended to protect people's land. However, the globalists at the Supreme Court in 2005, for what apparently was an inexplicable reason, made this Kelo versus City of New London decision where they said they rewrote the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment. They literally rewrote it in order to get around the impediment. The Takings Clause says private land taken for public purpose. They stuck a little asterisk in there and they said private land taken for public or private purpose, comma, if you can generate more revenue out of it. What the Supreme Court said to get around what you're saying, and what you're saying is valid, but what the Supreme Court said was, okay, we need to build the Trans-Texas Corridor, we need to build the NAFTA Superhighway, we need to build these 80 priority corridors, which we have on the books, and we need to steal people's land to do it, and they're not going to like it. Okay, so what we're going to do, is we're going to change the Fifth Amendment to say that if grandma lives on this property, we don't care if somebody else can make money off of it. We're going to kick her off anyway. I mean, that's what they did, and to get around what you're trying to say. That's exactly what they're doing.
Title 43, United States Code, under public land, it's a whole section in our deal with land patent titles.
All right, well, tell you what, hang on. After the break, we'll come back with you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Back on the Alex Jones Show, and before the break we were talking with Lee in Arkansas, and we were discussing whether or not you can use land title patents to stop this land grab. And tell me again, you were talking about Title 43 of the U.S. Code, is that correct?
That's Title 43 U.S. Code. Look under the, I don't know the chapter, but it's under public lands, and there's a section. Section 2 deals with land patent title. You're going to be amazed at what's in there. Patent titles were issued by the United States government, land office, and that land office was a judicial tribunal. Patents are the decision of this federal court, and they are immune from a collateral attack. The United States, when they issued that patent, it was signed by the President of the United States. He did cause these letters to be made patent and the seal of the General Land Office to be affixed. And,
so what you're saying is, it's your opinion that because of this, that if somebody has one of these things, that they cannot seize it for a public purpose?
No, sir, that's not my opinion. That's how the federal Supreme Court has ruled that even the federal government cannot have any claim to this land because when they issued the patent, the United States government gave up all rights, privileges, immunities, and apprentices of whatever nature to this land.
Okay,
and
well,
the federal
we need...
courts have ruled they could not come back at a later date and claim some right that they had already given up.
Okay, so what we need to do there, because I am not an attorney, I'm not
I'm
a patent
not either,
attorney.
Sir. I'm just telling you what the courts is, what's written in
well,
the...
Well, I hope what I'm saying is what we ought to do is if there's any lawyers listening that are interested in this that are on our side, they need to look this up and publicize this and get it out and use this because we need every weapon we can. I am for throwing every bit of stuff and junk and garbage and good stuff and whatever in the path of this.
Well, this is not junk and this is not garbage. Under Title 43, you'll find all judges are on judicial notice about the decision of the land office.
Okay,
the
so
land patent title is that decision they're talking about.
Okay, so what we need to do, okay, tell you what, Lee, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. This is what we're going to do then. Any of you guys out there that are into this kind of stuff, patent law, land title law, attorneys out there, get off your seat and go look this up and let's publicize it if it's true. And we'll use this as another weapon to destroy the NAFTA superhighway. Hey, Lee from Arkansas, thank you for the call. It's a good heads up. We need to look into it. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a patent attorney. But, man, if this is good, if this is valid, then we need to use it. Every weapon at our disposal. Okay, up next we have Lucas in Texas. Lucas, are you there?
What's up, Bob?
Not a whole lot. I'm just sitting here in the command center, the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, holding down the fort while Alex isn't here.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. What's
hey,
up?
A lot of some very important people have warned us of this as long as, you know, 25 years ago. Have you ever listened to the lyrics to David Bowie's China Girl?
Yeah,
go take
but
a look at the lyrics to it. It pretty much tells you about the New World Order, you know, plain as day, how they want, how China takes over America. Basically, there's a push for blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I mean, it's just, it's all there in the song.
Is that
I
right?
I mean, the man's brilliant. He put it in words 25 years ago.
China Girl, huh?
Yeah, take a look at it. It's pretty amazing, actually. And, you know, people of his stature have been trying to warn us of this for 25 years. People don't even see it. They just look right through it, stay about in their little matrix.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've given me an inroad to say this. The people in the John Birch Society have been warning us about this since the late 50s when the society was founded. The John Birch Society, again, JBS.org, was founded to fight the New World Order. Everybody else that's in this battle in this modern day that we're in comes after the John Birch Society. So, you know, if you really want to get a grounding in what it's all about, the history, the documentation that everyone uses constantly to attack the New World Order with their own words and deeds and documents and pronouncements, best place to go is the John Birch Society if you want to find out the big picture and you want to be able to do something organized about it. It's a tremendous resource, and it's a tremendous organization to be a member of.
Well, I try to do my part. I did the Hank Hill video, the one that talks about Bush.
Uh-huh. I don't
know if you got a chance to see that or not. But,
oh, yeah, I think I did see that. That was you?
Yep, that was me.
Yeah, congratulations. And, that was a good one.
I do a lot of little YouTube videos, little sniper videos that pop up when people click on Uma Thurman or something.
If
you know,
people
so basically gets 9/11 truth in their face.
If people want to see your Hank Hill video, what do they need to do?
Just go to YouTube and type in Hank Hill.
Okay, go to YouTube and type in Hank Hill. Okay, well, that'll work. Lucas, what else you got on your mind?
Well, basically, I feel that these people aren't going to give up that easy. They'd probably rather nuke the whole joint and start over again before they come out in the open. So.
Well, you know, they have to breathe the air, too, so they'll be selective about it. You know, that's one thing about, that's one of the good things about this. These New World Order types, you know, they're interested in saving their own hides. And so some of the stuff that they do might come back and bite them. And so I hope that's going to be one of the things that's going to back them off, so
well,
to speak.
I think my worst fear would be that they would pull something in Washington when there's a large, congressional hearings. Our government's totally wiped out.
Man,
UN
I don't think
has
so.
To march on in.
I think a more likely scenario would be if you could have this giant computer and you could research where all these people own property, take all the CFR members and all their relatives and map on the United States where they own property, that any nuke attack would occur not there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, somewhere
there's
else.
There's a reason why the FBI and FEMA moved their operations out of Washington, D.C.,
you know,
out of the so-called blast zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I would imagine, you know, you got so many CFR members living in Washington, D.C., I don't think that that'd be a good place for them to nuke. They might get mad at each other or something like that. Well, Lucas, anything else you got to add?
Well, no, that's about it.
I appreciate you calling the Alex Jones Show, and we'll check you later. Take care. Okay, up next we have David in Canada, another Canuck calling in. We had a Canadian yesterday. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys doing up there in Canada?
We're under a lot of snow.
Do you want to remain a Canadian?
Yeah.
Don't you want to become part of the North American Union?
No. I've researched all of the pros and cons on that one, and there are no pros.
Where are the pros? I was wondering how long it took you to research the pros.
Oh, there aren't any.
Oh, yeah, there sure are. There definitely are pros. Look, if you're in the highway construction industry, man, you can make so much money building these stupid roads. And if you're in the leasing business, if you're a foreign company, you can convince the state to lease you this chunk of road, and then you can charge the American people and the Canadian people. And I guess you can charge the Mexican people, although they can't afford it, to drive on these roads, and then you can take your money and you can get it tax-free if the Texas Department of Transportation gets their way. They want the federal legislation so that if you make money on toll roads, you don't have to pay income tax on it. And then you can take it to Australia, where you live, or the Macquarie Corporation, or you can take it to Spain, that's Sintra, or you can take it to wherever and have a good old time. So there are advantages to the NAFTA also, there's another advantage to the NAFTA Super Corridor, because if you're a communist Chinese slave driver and you're trying to get American manufacturing jobs over to China, well, then if you can have the NAFTA Super Corridor, that means Chinese slave goods are going to be even cheaper to get into this country, because they're not going to have to use American dock workers and they're not going to have to use American truckers, because they're going to go down to Lazaro Cardenas, where Walmart's helping the Chinese build that monster port, and then they're gonna be able to get the Chinese communist slave goods, from the ships on the docks with Mexican workers who work for nothing, and then they're gonna have Mexican truck drivers driving up to Kansas City without a border check. See, so that's gonna make the communist Chinese goods even cheaper, which is going to encourage more production to leave the United States. See, there are advantages to this if you look at it, but the problem is, there are not any advantages to anybody who's interested in the national sovereignty and safety and independence of the United States of America. There you go.
Yeah, and the only economic benefits will be going to Mexico, that's for sure.
Well, really, really, all Mexico is going to be is a garden hose. Okay? The Mexican workers aren't going to get anything out of it. Okay, so some of the truck drivers, who are all on cocaine, by the way, look it up, In order to drive all those hours, they've got to be on, they're all hooked. Everybody knows it. They all know it. And the rickety trucks are going to be driving across North America. Lord only knows what's going to happen there. And Lord only knows what's going to be inside those trucks, because Lockheed, I believe, is making a deal with some communist Chinese company to inspect these trucks, these Mexican trucks, with some kind of a gizmo, so that they'll be secure cargo, so nobody knows what's in the darn thing. And you know how honest the Mexican government is. We all know that. So it's all going to be great. It's all going to be just wonderful. It's just wonderful. Get used to the concept of no longer being a Canadian. You'll have to be like a North American.
Yeah, welcome to the new world order. Huh?
Yeah, that's
speaking
that's...
of which, are you familiar with someone who came out with a set of Illuminati trading cards back in 1995.
Absolutely, that was I think
Steve Jackson. And
there was a New World Order deck of playing cards.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a copy of I have one of those decks. Who is
isn't that different? Amazing? The fact that it's 6 years before the 9/11 events. Here's this deck of playing cards that shows the Twin Towers, a plane hitting I believe it was the North Tower first.
Okay, that's a different deck of cards than the one I'm familiar with.
It's by a company the inventor was Steve Jackson. The card game is called INWO, Illuminati New World Order. And the second card that comes up is the Pentagon, with a fire emanating from the hit, where it took the hit. And there's a number, like those two cards in themselves are like a smoking gun, showing that the New World Order was behind the planning of the 9-1-1 terrorism.
I'd like to get a copy of that deck, because that's not the same deck of New World Order playing cards that I'm familiar with. The one I'm talking about has people on it, and you know, and it divides them into categories of how they fit in the New World Order.
Oh, I see. This is tremendous. This is a person who had a great deal of inside knowledge.
What's the guy's name again?
The inventor's name is Steve Jackson.
So and if you type in Steve Jackson
and then type in INWO, that would represent Illuminati New World Order.
Well, I'm going to have to look that up after the show, because I'd like to get a copy of these playing cards, because I'm unaware of it.
I've got a website http://www.sigames.com.
SIGames.com?
Yeah.
I have to verify that, because
I got part of this from a website called cuttingedge.org. You might be able to, you'll probably get into it through there. Probably,
Well, we'll check that out, because I can't confirm or deny that right now, whether somebody did that before 2001 or didn't, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting to look it up. David and Kenda, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate you calling the Alex Jones Show. Now, we've got Robert in New York up next. Robert, are you there?
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you are on the air. There's 16 billion people listening to you right now, so don't be nervous.
Well, I've been wanting to call in for so long. Thank you for having me on the air.
Great. What's on your mind?
I just had a couple of questions and one comment. I just wanted to make a quick comment first. You were talking about Illuminati symbols. And I just noticed I was working out at the gym the other day, and they had Any Given Sunday on the TV, and definitely there was this one part during a football game where they quickly panned to all these different areas, and right on the back of a player's helmet very prominently was an Illuminati symbol. I just remembered that. It was really weird how it showed up in a Hollywood movie like that.
Which symbol was it, if I may ask?
The all-seeing eye.
Oh, that one. You mean the one that's on the dollar bill?
The one that's on the dollar bill.
You mean that, you know, Osiris or whatever, whoever that's supposed
to be? Yeah,
I don't
know. Just completely out of place in that movie. I just remember that just now.
Well, they throw those things in every once in a while. You know, that's what they do.
But yeah. My question was about, there was someone a few weeks ago who was on that Alex was concerned about, who heard a discussion in a graveyard between two Israeli people about 9/11. And he was just kind of concerned for his safety. I just never heard about that guy. I wondered if he did go public and if he's okay or what happened with that.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. I remember that story, and I remember vaguely that there was some other follow-up on it on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, I don't. I'm not confident to talk about it because I don't remember the details. I remember somebody went out there and looked at the site and photographed it and said, yeah, okay, this is where it could have happened, but I don't know. Do not know.
Okay.
Maybe somebody else needs to look into that if they got some time, but I'm not competent to talk about it because I'm not up on it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Robert, anything else?
Well, one quick question. I just wanted to it's just something that's been on my mind. I don't want to distract from the controlled demolitions of 9/11, but I just think it's really weird that the tips of the wings on both planes didn't break off upon impact with the building. I just wondered if there was any kind of a dialogue about that in the truth movement, or if it's...
I think the thing hit so fast that it's just a split second that everything smacks into the building. I know that if you measure the damage track of the plane that hit the North Tower and you do a little geometry, you find out that from wingtip to wingtip, that plane exactly matched Boeing 767.
Okay, I have friends that heard them.
Some of these kooky theories that are out there that the planes were actually switched and that they were magically turned into 737s, which have been, these theories have been promulgated by some kind of kooky people out there. The math just blows them away and they just can't stand it. the most likely explanation of what hit those towers is what got hijacked.
Yeah,
you know, switching a plane and hiding a plane and substituting a plane and painting up a new plane and all that, you know, it violates the Occam's razor theory that the most likely explanation for something is the simplest. You know, if you were going to hijack a plane, why not crash the plane you hijack into your target?
Yeah,
rather than
yeah.
trying to get rid of the thing somehow and disposing of the passengers somehow and flying it out over the Atlantic and blowing it up at 25,000 feet, which some kooks have said has happened with no evidence.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous. You know, if you're going to hijack a plane, you hijack the plane, you gas everybody in the plane, and you remote control it into a building. It's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
Technology's old, and that's the most likely scenario of what happened.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to get into that topic again. I'm getting all kinds of trouble shooting my mouth off on that. Okay, we got Frank in Montana. We're going to have you after the break. So, Frank, if you want to hold on, we're going to get to you after the break. We got one more segment here on the Alex Jones Show.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Okay, enough of that 1814 took a little trip there stuff. We got a bunch of stuff to cover here and not much time to do it in. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Before I go to Frank, I must remind you that if you go to Alex Jones InfoWars store, do you know that he's put all of his old VHS documentaries on DVD? Yeah, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, America Destroyed by Design, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Expose, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. All of those are available on DVD now. That's right, on DVD. If you go to Alex Jones InfoWars store, you can get them for a sale price, the whole, all of those things, for only $99. So please do that. Support Alex Jones and what he's doing. Okay, Frank in Montana, what do you got on your mind today, Frank?
Hello, Bob. I'm talking about International Baccalaureate High School courses. Are you familiar with them?
I've heard of them.
High school has them. Montana has one. And anyway, how it works, like international, multinational companies who have employees all throughout the world who may have to travel to other cities for employment as the companies move them around and with their families and children, they want to have a standard education kind of drilled into them so they're not missing anything when they move. And when they hand in the test, they may be sent to another country to be graded, and the headquarters is in Switzerland. And
Will they teach them New World Order 101?
Oh, beyond that, yes. And my daughter took the course last year and for the last couple of years, and she's out in college now, so I feel free to speak. But during the history course, they focused on the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis, and they stated that in this book that what Kennedy did by taking a hard stance against Khrushchev and Castro, that was far worse than what Hitler did to the Jews.
Really? How do you figure?
I kid you not.
That's what they said?
Yes.
How bizarre is that?
Extremely bizarre. So there was a lot of students that were upset when they heard this. But,
well, you know, they got to teach New World Order 101.
I know.
Yeah, they really do.
This is what's coming down the pike. Not everyone gets to take these courses, only the advanced students, and they have to pay extra dollars to take these classes. But it's going to be an elite minority ruling the world someday.
All right. Well, Frank from Montana, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. We got one more call. Jerry from Idaho. Jerry, are you up? You better make it quick. You got about a minute.
Yeah, Bob. Why were Jews kicked out of 100 countries in history?
Oh, I guess because somebody said the Jews done it, I guess. Jerry, thank you for the call. We're out of time on InfoWars.com or the Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWars.com. Again, my name is Bob Dacey. I've been hosting the show for the last couple of days. I appreciate the opportunity to sit here in front of I don't know how many people holding the fort down for Alex Jones while he takes a much-deserved vacation. All the people I've ever met in my life, Alex Jones is the biggest workaholic I have ever, ever met. So he deserves whatever vacation he gets. He is going to be back here Monday, as I understand. And I'm sure he's going to be stoked up and ready to go. And anyway, for Alex Jones, this is Bob Dacey signing off, and Alex will be back on Monday. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.